How ordinary people handled all these rules and regulations, we know very little about, as there are no written sources about how the general population viewed these biblical and legal laws. But we do know a bit more as we get into the 18th century. More written sources have survived from this time. There is the judgment book from a case where a woman acted like a man. Her name is Sissel Andersdatter, and in fact, she performs this act so convincingly that she marries another woman called Bodil Marie. They are married in the church of St. Nikolai in 1715. They live as a married couple for 13 or 14 years, after which their marriage dissolves as Bodil Marie wants a divorce. At the time, you could not get a divorce unless you could prove your spouse had been missing for 5 years without any signs of life. So the matter came before the courts to settle whether they could be granted a divorce. Bodil Marie's argument was that Sissel Andersdatter wasn't a real man. The court then tries to discover why Sissel Andersdatter ever posed as a man. Therefore, they ask the city doctor and two midwives to examine her to ascertain whether she is in fact a woman. The doctor is satisfied that she is indeed a woman, and I quote from his writing, "This person is in all respects a complete woman. Nothing is missing, and nothing is spare. Nothing is there that ought not to be there. Furthermore, she confesses to having borne a child. She also relates to having used a cow's horn when passing water in order to hide her pretension of being a man." So she could stand up and pee next to other men without them realizing she was a woman. The doctor then asks her whether the cow's horn has been used as an instrument in other illegal uses. Sissel Andersdatter denies this, and therefore the judgment is less severe than it might have been. An important point in this case is the judge's interest in this cow's horn and what it has been used for besides peeing through. They are very focused on it because in this period, sex without a penis was inconceivable. So if this cow's horn had been employed as a penis, they might be able to understand. But two women together sexually without a penis-like object was beyond their understanding, and therefore these two women are never condemned for sodomy. The entire case is a classic example of the view that sex, that it could only take place if a penis was involved. Maybe that is why women were able to fly under the radar in regard to accusations of unnatural sexual relations. As far as I'm able to read from the judgment books, Bodil Marie wants a divorce because she would like to marry a real man. In order to do so, she needs a divorce, and to justify her divorce, she argues that her current husband is not a real man. This is also why the case even sees the light of day. They had been living together for 10, 15 years as a man and wife without anyone realizing, and Sissel Andersdatter had a job in the Navy without being discovered. But why did they marry in the first place? We need to add the piece of information that Bodil Marie had been pregnant with an illegitimate child, and Sissel Andersdatter helped her out by marrying her so the child could be legitimate. The question is whether the two women were lovers or merely got married for practical reasons.